So it originated from invasion of very hot air from Morocco, Algeria, which itself originated from the Sahara south, in the south. So this moved to Iberian Peninsula and expanded to West Europe, and now it's moving towards Southeastern Europe.
I think the question people want to know is, how long is it going to last?
It's difficult to have a prognostic on more than 2 weeks. But what we can say currently that we have still 2 weeks to go, especially in Southeastern Europe. So for Western Europe, we might see condition easing towards end of this week. While we will see less heat over France and maybe Iberian Peninsula. So most of the heat will be concentrated in the Balkan region, Turkey, and a little bit some Romania and Hungary.
Now, the World Meteorological Organization has said that this year temperatures are not quite as hot as in 2016, but what you have seen is that it is hotter sooner, it's hotter earlier this year than it was last year. What's the reason for that?
Last year we did have an El Niño event which contributed to the very hot global temperatures. And this year we don't have such El Niño condition, but we still have almost a second warmest period from January to May. So this is a rising question, why? If we compare this year for past El Niño, not El Niño last year, because we are still close, this year is even warmer than any El Niño in the past, except 2016. So we are noticing that the trend is still there. The temperature increase trend is confirmed.
And last question to you, how aware are member states that we are experiencing extremely hot, if not, you're saying not the hottest temperatures this year, but how deadly is it compared with 2003, or is it just a case that states are better prepared now?
Yes, in 2003 we recorded 70,000 additional mortality compared to the seasonal averages. And now we are recording less and less despite we get more heat waves. So this is due to awareness of member states and putting in place strategies and early warning systems to mitigate the heatwave effect.
So basically, in answer to my question, we're looking at hotter temperatures, but states are putting in better preventative measures.
Exactly. For example, in 2015, we had very hot conditions in Europe, which lasted more than 2-3 weeks. And despite all that, we didn't have a report on additional mortality compared to the seasonal mortality. So there is an evidence, clear evidence, that member states have invested a lot in improving the condition of early warning systems and also the condition of health conditions to mitigate this impact. Yeah.